Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Deot, perek Dalet. The Rambam begins the perek by summarizing the conclusion of the last perek. Halacha Aleph, Ho'il v'heyot haguf bari b'shalem d'archei Hashem hu, sharei i'efshar shi'avin o yeida v'hu choleh. Since having a healthy body is part of serving God, because it's impossible to understand things when a person is sick, Sarich Adam Narchik Atzmo Midvarim HaMabdina Taguf Ulanhig Atzmo Bidvarim HaMavrin HaMachlimim Ve'eluhein. A person therefore must distance himself from things which can damage the body, and to practice only things which can make the body more healthy, and they are the following. The rest of this perek is a detailed listing of medical prescriptions for how a person should eat, sleep, bathe, and engage in other regular activities. In similar fashion to the third perek of Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, where the Rambam described the structure of the cosmos, most of the details listed in this perek do not conform with modern science, though some do. We will learn the perek nonetheless, and I believe our approach should be similar to what we said when we learned Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah. Specifically, even as we reject the details of medieval medical science presented here, we can and should accept the principle enunciated by the Rambam, which we just read. It is only possible to serve God properly if a person is healthy, and therefore it is a religious obligation to take proper care of one's physical well-being. That includes both actively doing what is necessary to stay healthy and avoiding activities and foods which are harmful to one's health. The details of that for us, of course, must be based on modern medical science. With that, we proceed. La'olam lo yochal adam ela kishu ra'ev, lo yushteh ela kishu tzameh. A person should only eat when he is hungry, and only drink when he is thirsty. That last point, I'm fairly certain, is rejected by modern medical science, which says that a person should drink to keep himself hydrated, even when he is not thirsty. Val yashen kavav afilu rega echad, ela kol zman shetzrich lashtin o laseich et raglav yamod miyad. When a person needs to use the bathroom, he should not hold it in at all, but go immediately. One technical note, there will be various points where the Rambam gives a list of foods. For the sake of getting through this perek more quickly, it's a very long perek, and since in any event the details are not as relevant for us, we will not translate every food on the list, we'll just give one or two examples each time. Halacha bet. Lo yochal adam ad shetitmalei kreiso, ela yivchot kmo revia misovato. A person should not eat until he is completely full. He should eat until about 75% full. Velo yishteh mayim betoch hamazon, ela ma'at umazug bayayin, v'uchishiyatchil hamazon yitakel b'mayav, shotem mashu tzarich lishtot. He should not drink any water during his meal, except a little diluted wine. But he should let the food begin to digest first and then drink what he needs to drink. He shouldn't drink too much water, but rather, presumably, wine, the more popular drink in the Rambam's time, even when the food is digested. He should not eat when he has to use the bathroom, and he should check if he needs to do that before he eats. A person, before he eats, should engage in some kind of physical activity, some kind of exercise. He should engage in some kind of physical exercise, then rest a little bit, even better at that point, bathe himself, and only at that point begin to eat. Halacha Gimel. La'olam kishiyochal adam yeshev bimkomo, o yateh al smol, v'lo yahalech, v'lo yirkav, v'lo yigav, v'lo yizazea gufo, v'lo yitayel, ad shiitakel hamazon shebimeyav. A person should eat when he is sitting still, or while leaning to the left, think of what we do at the Pesach Seder, not while he is moving around, and he should stay in that stationary manner, not move around until the food is digested. V'chol metayel achar achilato o shiaga, anyone who starts walking around or engaging in physical activity right after eating, that will bring upon himself difficult diseases. Halacha Dalet. Hayom v'halayla arba v'shim sha'ot, dai lo adam lishon shlishan, shu shmona sha'ot. A person should sleep 8 hours of the day. The language of dai lo, it's enough for a person, might imply that the Rambam understands that less than 8 hours might also be sufficient. A person should sleep those 8 hours. If the night is longer than 8 hours, he should sleep them at the end of the night so that he wakes up with the rising of the sun. Halacha hei, lo yishan adam lo al panav lo al orpo, ela al tzido. Mitchat halayla al tzad smol, v'sof halayla al tzad yimin. Person should not sleep lying on his stomach nor on his back, rather he should be on his side, beginning of the night on his left side, and the end of the night on his right side. V'lo yishan samuch l'achila, ela yamtin achar achila kamo shalosh or arba sha'ot, v'lo yishan bayom. A person shouldn't sleep during the day, and he also shouldn't sleep right after eating in the evening, but should wait 3 or 4 hours and then go to sleep. Halacha vav, dvarim hameshalshalin et b'nei me'ayim, kigon anavim utenim v'tutim v'agasim v'avatichim, umei hakishuim, umei hamlafonot, anything which is a laxative that allows the bowels to move more freely, for instance, grapes or figs, ochel adam otam b'tchila kodem achila, v'lo ya'arvem im hamazon, ela shohem ma'at ad sheyitzu mibeten ha'alyon, v'ochel mazono. A person should eat them before eating his main meal, not together with his main meal, and then after eating these, wait a little bit until they leave the first part of the digestive tract, and then eat his main meal. U'dvarim shehein ma'amtsina p'nei ha'me'ayim, kagon rimonim ufarishin v'tapuchim, on the other hand, things that are constipating, for instance, pomegranates or apples, a person should eat immediately after his main meal and not have too much of them. Halacha zayin, kishiyirtze adam lechol besar of ubesar behima keechad, ochel betchila besar haof. If a person wants to eat chicken and animal meat, he should first eat the chicken. V'chein beitzim ubesar of, ochel betchila beitzim, besar behima daka ubesar behima gasa, ochel betchila besar hadaka. L'olam yakdim davar kal umeacher hakaved. So too, if he wants to eat eggs and chicken, he should have the eggs first. In general, the principle is he should eat the lighter item before the heavier item. So too, if he wants to eat meat of a smaller animal like a sheep and meat of a cow, then the beef should come later. Halacha chet. Bimot hachama ochel ma'achalim hakarim, v'lo yarbe bitvalin, v'ochel tachometz. During the summer, a person should eat cold foods, not too many spices, and he should consume vinegar. Bimot hagshamim ochel ochalim hachamin, umarbe bitvalin, v'ochel ma'at min hachardal u'min hachiltit. During the winter, a person should have more of warm foods, with more spices, and even some mustard and some other kind of spicy food that can warm up the body. Similar prescriptions, not only for the time of year that's hot and time of year that's cold, but also places in the world that are hotter or colder, a person should follow these basic guidelines. Halachatet, yesh ma'achalot shehen ra'im biyoter ad ma'od, ve'o'i la'adam shelo lecholan le'olam. There are certain foods that are really bad, a person shouldn't eat them at all. Kigon hadagim hagdolim hamaluchim hayishanim, v'agvina melecha yishana, v'akmein v'apitriot, v'avasar melecha yashan, v'yayim migito, v'tavshil sheshaha ad shenadaf recho. These include old salted fish, old salted cheese, mushrooms, and in general, any cooked food that has been sitting out until it starts to smell. V'chein kol ma'achal shrecho ra omar biyoter, harei elu laguf kmo sam ha'mavet. And in general, any food that doesn't smell good or that is very bitter is terrible for the body. V'yesh ma'achalot shein ra'im, aval einam kmo harishonot laroa. Then there's another category of foods which are bad, not quite as bad as the first category. V'fichach ha'ui la'adam shelo lechol mehem ela ma'at v'achar yamim harbei, v'lo yargil atzmo liyot mizono mehem o lo'ochlam im mizono tamid. A person should have these only very rarely, on occasion. Kigon dagim gidolim, ugvina, v'chalav, sh'sha'achar sh'nachlav, arba v'esrim sha'ot. These include big fish, cheese, and milk that has been sitting outside for 24 hours after being milked. Regarding milk, there have been major changes since the time of the Rambam. In modern times, milk undergoes pasteurization, which is a way of removing all sorts of harmful bacteria from milk after it comes out of the cow. And guidelines nowadays are that if milk is out of the fridge for even 2 hours, then one should not consume that milk. Uvesar shvarim gedolim, utiyashim gedolim, v'hapol, v'adashim, v'hasapir, v'lechem sorim, v'lechem matzot, v'akru, v'achatsir, v'abitzalim, v'ashumim, v'achardal, v'atznon, kol eilu ma'achalot ra'im heim. Here the Rambam lists a bunch of other foods in this category: beans, lentils, peas, matzah, cabbage, onions, mustard, radish. Ein ra'ui la'adam l'chol me'elu ela ma'at ad ma'od. These things, as we said, a person should have very little of, and even that only during the winter. When it's not during the winter, you shouldn't have them at all. Beans and lentils, a person should not have at all, even during the winter. That, again, is not in conformity with modern science, which considers lentils a very healthy food, and squash a person can have a little bit of during the summer. Halachiyot, v'yesh machalot shein ra'im ve'nan kamo elu. And then there's a third category of foods, which are also not good, but not as bad as the second category, which include of hamayim uvnei onak tanim v'atmarim v'lechem kalui b'shemen olechem sheni losh b'shemen v'asolet sheni puota kol tzorka ad shlonish arba reach morsan v'atzir v'hamuryas. These include birds that are on water, like duck and geese, dates, bread that's been roasted or kneaded in oil, and brine that comes out of fish. Ein ra'uy leharbot me'achilat elu, v'adam shu chacham mechoveshet yitzro, v'lo yimashech achar tabato, v'lo yochal mikol niskrim klum, ela im nisrach lem lerfua, harei ze gibor. A person should not have too much of these foods. And then the Rambam says that someone who can control himself and not have any of these foods at all, that person is considered strong. Apparently these foods were very popular in the Rambam's time, and the Rambam is making a statement here that someone should really try his best not to eat them because they're not good for the body. Halach Yud Aleph, lo'olam yimna adam atzmo miperot ha'ilanot, v'lo yarbe mehen v'afilu yibeshim ve'in tzrich lomar ritubim. A person should not eat any fruit from a tree, even when they're dry, and even more so if they're not dry, if they're moist. Before they ripen, however, they're terrible, and a person should never have those. So to carob, and any kind of sour fruit, a person should only eat any of these, a little bit of these in during the summer and in places where the weather is very warm. The exceptions are figs, grapes, and almonds, which are always good, whether they're fresh or dried, and a person can eat as much as you want of them, but you shouldn't eat them all the time. Halach Yud Bet. Hadvash v'yayin ra laktanim v'afel azkenim v'chol shekenim v'ot hagshamim. Honey and wine is not good for youngsters, but it's good for older people, and even more so during the winter. Mesrich adam l'chol b'mot hachama shnei shlishei mashu ochel b'mot hagshamim. As a general rule, during the summer, the body needs less food, and a person should eat two-thirds of what he eats during the winter. Halach Yud Gimel. La'olam yishtadel adam shiyeh me'av rafim kol yamav yeh karov l'shilshul ma'at. V'zeh ha'klal gadol b'refuah, shekol zman shari'i nimna o yetzi b'koshi chola'im rabim ba'im. A person should avoid being constipated. It is a harbinger of worse diseases. U'vameh yirapeh adam me'av im nitamtsu ma'at. How can a person cure himself of constipation? Im haya bachur yochal baboker meluchim shlukim mitubalim b'shemen u'b'morias u'melach b'lopat, o yishteh mei shelek shel tradin, o kru b'shemen u'melach u'morias. If he's a youngster, he should have every morning various kinds of boiled vegetables without bread. V'im haya zaken, yishteh dvash mazug v'mayim chamim baboker, v'yishteh kmo arba sha'ot, v'achar kach yochal sudato. If he's older, then he should have honey mixed with hot water in the morning, wait about 4 hours, and only then have his first meal. Yom achar yom ayamim im ad shirpu me'av. Doing this for 3 or 4 days should cure his constipation. Halach yodalad. V'od klal acher amru bivriyat aguf, kol zman shadam mitamel hayagea harbei, ve'ino savea ume'av rafim, ein choli ba'alav v'kocho mitchazek, v'afilu achal ma'achalot ra'im. As a general rule, the Rambam says, even if a person doesn't eat the best foods, if he exercises and doesn't eat to a state of being fully satiated, and he avoids constipation, that should be enough to keep him healthy. Halacha tevav. V'chol mishu yoshev labetach v'eino mitamel, o mishu mashen kavav, o mishu me'av kashim, afilu achal ma'achalot tovim, v'shamar atzmo al pi ha'rufuah, kol imav yu machovim, v'kocho tashesh. Conversely, someone who, even if he eats the proper foods, but he doesn't exercise and he is constipated, then he'll have pains and he'll get weaker throughout his life. V'achila gasa leguf kol adam kmo sam mavet v'ikar lekol achalaim. Achila gasa, which is excessive eating, is a terrible thing and is the basis for all sorts of diseases. Rov achalaim haba'im al ha'adam einan ela o mipnei ma'achalim ra'im o mipnei shum mali bitno v'ochel achila gasa afilu ma'achalim tovim. Most diseases that come upon a person are either because he ate bad foods, or even if he ate good foods, but he ate them to excess, ate too much. V'hushu Shlomo amar omer b'chochmato, shomer piv ulshono, shomer mitzarot nafsho. Kumar shomer piv milechol ma'achal ra o milisboa, ulshono milidaber ela bitzrachav. The pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo says that a person can save himself from troubles by guarding his mouth and his tongue. The Rambam understands guarding his mouth means that he eats properly. Guarding his tongue means that he doesn't speak excessively, as we discussed the virtue of silence in Perek Bet. Halacha Tzayin. The Rambam gets into discussing how a person should bathe. Derech harchitza shikanes adam lemerchatz mishivah yamim lishivah yamim. A person should enter the bathhouse, that is a hot bath, once every 7 days. V'lo yikanes samuch l'achila v'lo kishu ra'ev ela kishi atchil hamazon itakel. He should not go in right after eating, nor when he's hungry, but rather after the food he's eaten has started to become digested. V'rochetz kol gufo b'chamin she'en aguf nichveh behen, v'rosho bilvad b'chamin she'aguf nichveh behen. V'achar kach yirchotz gufo b'poshrin, v'achar kach b'poshrin ma'poshrin, ad shirchatz b'tzonin. Only his head should be washed with very hot water, the rest of his body with less hot water, and then he should progressively wash his body with cooler and cooler water until at the end he washes it with cold water. V'lo yavir al rosho kla lo poshrin v'lo tzonin. He should not wash his head with lukewarm or cold water, only with a very hot water. V'lo yichotz b'tzonin m'ot hakshamim, v'lo yichotz ad shiazia v'yifarech kol gufo, v'lo yarich b'merchatz, ela kishiazia v'yifarech gufo, yishtatef v'yetze. He should not bathe in cold water during the winter, nor should he stay in the bathhouse until he is really sweating very much. Once he begins to sweat, that's when he should come out and dry himself off. He should check if he needs to use the bathroom both before going into the bathhouse and after he comes out. The Rambam lists altogether 10 times that a person should check if he needs to use the bathroom before and after the bathhouse, before and after eating, before and after sexual activity, before and after exercise, and before and after sleeping. Halach Yud Zayin. Kishiyetse adam min amerchatz yilbash v'gadav v'yichaser rosho b'bayit hachitzon, kidei shlo tishlot bo ruach kara, v'afilu mot hachamat tzarich lizaher. When a person comes out of the bathhouse, he should put on his clothes and cover his head in the vestibule right outside the bath, so that cold wind doesn't make him sick when he comes outside. And this is something you should be careful about even during the summer. V'yishe achar sheyitze ad shetityashev nafsho v'yanuch gufo v'tasur hachamimut v'achar kach yochal. After leaving the bathhouse, he should not eat immediately. He should rest a little bit until the heat that enters his body through the bath begins to dissipate. And if he can sleep a little bit before eating, that's even better. Lo yishte adam maim karim kishiyetze min amerchatz, vein tzrich lomar shlo yishte bamerchatz. A person should not drink cold water right after coming out of the bath, and certainly should not drink the water in the bath. Vim tzame kishiyatza, veino yacholim noas atzmo, yeriv hamaim biyayin o bidvash v'yishte. If he's really thirsty when it comes out and wants to drink, he should mix it with some wine or honey. Vim sach meshemen bamerchatz, bimotag shamim achar shishtatef, harei ze tov. During the winter, it's even better after coming out of the bathhouse to put on some oil on his skin. Now, in Halach Yud Chet, the Rambam starts discussing the practice of bloodletting. This was a medical procedure which was performed from antiquity until just 100 or 200 years ago, which was thought to help release diseases from the body. Lo yargil adam atzmo lakiz dam tamid. Lo yakiz dam ela im yetz tzrich lo biyoter. A person should not engage in bloodletting all the time, or even all that much, only when he needs it. Lo yakiz lo bimot hachama v'lo bimot hakshamim, ela bimei nisan u'ma'at bimei tishrei. He should not let blood during the summer or during the winter, but only during the spring and during the autumn. Anyone over age 50 should not do bloodletting at all. A person should not engage in bloodletting on a day that he's going to the bathhouse, nor on a day that he starts out on a journey, nor on the day that he returns from a journey. On these days, the body is in a weakened state. On the day that a person lets blood, he should eat and drink less than usual. He should relax and not exercise. Halacha Yud Tet. At this point, the Rambam starts discussing sexual activity. Shichvat zera hi koach haguf v'chayav u'maor ha'inayim. V'chol zman sh'teitze biyoter haguf bale v'kocho kale v'chayav ovdim. Semen that comes out in sexual activity is the power, it's the life force of a person. And the more that comes out, the more a body ages and tires out and he loses life. Hu sh'amar shlomo b'chokhmato, al titein l'anashim cheylecha, u'drachecha l'amchot melachin. This is what Shlomo referred to in the Pasuk of Mishlei. Do not give your strength to women, meaning basically do not engage in lots of sexual activity and thereby lose your strength. Kol ha-shatuf bivila, zikna kofetzat alav, v'kochot ha-shesh v'nav kehot, v'reyach ranodef mipiv u'mishechyo. Anyone who is excessively involved in sexual activity gets old very quickly, his strength decreases, and a bad smell begins to emanate from him. Usaro shov gabot einav rise einav nosher, usar zikano v'shechyo usar raglav raveh. Some of his hair, like on his head, begins to fall out. Other hair in his body, like on his legs, multiplies, and he has a lot of it. V'shenav no float v'arve kevim chutz me'elu ba'in alav. His teeth fall out, and he has many other pains. Amru chachmei rofim echad me'elef meit mishar cholayim, v'ha'elef me'rov ha'tashmish. The doctor said, and the Rambam claims, that out of 1,000 people, one dies of some other disease, and 999, all the rest, from the fact that they engage in too much sexual activity. L'fichach tzarich adam nizaher b'davar ze im ratza l'chiyot b'tova. So a person should be careful and minimize his sexual activity if he wants to have a good life. V'leivol ele kishim tzagufo bari v'chazak b'yoter, v'imit kashe harbe shalo l'dato, v'meisiach atzmo l'davar acher v'kishtur kishahaya, v'imtza kovad mimotnav ulamata, v'chilu chutea beitzim nimshachim, v'besarocham, ze tzarich liv'ol rufoa lo shiv'ol. A person should only engage in sexual activity when his body is strong and when he feels a sexual drive that he tries to distract himself and isn't able to. Only in that situation should he engage in sexual activity in order to cure himself of this sexual passion. Sexual activity also, a person should not engage in when he is very full or very hungry, but rather after the food he has eaten has started to digest. He should check if he needs to use the bathroom both before and after. The Rama mentioned that earlier. Person should not engage in sexual activity while sitting or standing, not in the bathhouse, and not on a day that he went to the bathhouse, nor on a day that he did bloodletting, nor on a day that he goes on a journey or comes back for a journey. These are times when the body is especially weak. This is the end of the Rambam's specific prescriptions. In the last halachos of the perek, he summarizes and adds some general guidelines. Halacha chaf. Kol hamanhig atzmo bidrachim elu shahorinu, ani arev lo sheino bali decholi kol yamav, ad sheyazkin arbe v'yamut ve'ino tzarich lerofei, v'sheyagufo shalem v'omeid al buryo kol yamav. Anyone who acts in the manners described in this perek, the Rambam says, I guarantee him that he will not become sick all of his days till he gets old, and he'll die naturally without need of a doctor, and his body will stay whole and healthy until he dies. Ela im kein hayagu fo ra mitchilat briato, o im haya ragil b'minhag min haminagot haraim mitchilat muladato, o im tavo makat dever o makat batzoret leolam. Unless a person is born with some kind of problem, some kind of genetic disease or predisposition to disease, or if a person developed some kind of bad habit earlier in life, or if the person encounters some kind of plague or drought, that of course can lead to a person's death, even if he follows all these practices. Halacha chaf alef, v'chol minhagot ha'tovim ha'elu shamarnu ein ra'oi linhog bahen ela habari. Everything we described here is what a healthy person should be doing. Aval ha'chole o mi she'echad mevarav chole o mi she'nahag minhag ra shanim rabot, yesh kol echad ve'echad mehen drachim achirim minhagot lefkafi cholyo, k'mo shifer b'sifir ha'rufot. Someone who is already sick, or someone who had engaged in a bad practice for many years and needs to be cured of it, that there are different ways to be cured from, and the Rambam refers you here to the medical literature. It doesn't go into the details. V'shinui veset tchilat choli. In general, someone who changes his usual habits, that can lead to disease. Halacha chafbet. Kol makom she'ein bo rofe, echad habari v'echad achole, ein ro'oi lo lazuz mikol hadrachim, shamarnu perek ze, shekol echad mehem la'acharit tova hu mevi. In a place where there is no doctor, so even someone who's sick should just follow what the Rambam says in this perek. It's better than following in the incorrect path he had gone until then. Halacha chaf gimel, kol ir she'ein ba asara dvarim ha'elu, ein tamid chachamim v'ashay ladur batocha. A Talmid Chacham should not live in a city which lacks these 10 items that the Rambam is about to list. Ve'elu hein, rofei, ve'uman, u'beit ha'merchatz, u'beit ha'kisei, u'mayim mitzuyin, k'go nahar o mayan. So the first five are a doctor, a bloodletter, a bathhouse, an outhouse to use the bathroom, and some kind of water source like a river or a spring. Then he goes on, u'beit ha'kneset, u'mayim tinokot, v'lavlar, v'gabayit tzedakah, u'beit din makin v'chovshin. The last five are a synagogue, someone who teaches Torah to young children, a sofer, someone who collects tzedakah, and some kind of Beit Din with the authority to imprison or administer corporal punishment, makot, to those who sin. So that completes the Rambam's prescriptions in this perek for how a person should live a healthy life. In the next perek, the Rambam will zero in on the life of the Talmud Chacham and tell us how exactly a Talmud Chacham is supposed to live his life.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.